Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, everyone. On this episode of the PeopleStack podcast, I'm going to talk about why the wait and see game is destroying your tech career. It might feel comfortable to sit back and wait and see, but I can tell you for sure it is slowly but surely killing your technical career. I'm going to talk about how to shift it so that you can get out of that negative downward spiral. Stay tuned. Hello again from beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We are here for a couple more days and then we're off to our next stop on this epic road trip. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I'm a career coach for technical managers and I am here to help you escape careers where you are underrecognized, overworked, and underpaid and move toward a place where you have a career, you have a job, yes, but you also have a career where you're able to build a legacy, where you're able to have freedom, where you're able to have the income, earn the income that you actually deserve, and you're able to live with the freedom that you deserve as well. And on today's episode, I want to talk about the wait and see game. And I'm going to talk about why it is slowly but surely killing your tech career and what to do instead, how to get out of that comfort zone and instead take the inspired, intelligent, bold, decisive action you know you need to take so that you can finally have the career that you deserve and turn that into the rocket ship, turn that, leverage your career and use it as a rocket ship for living an amazing life. So we hear it all the time. I'm gonna wait and see. There's a lot of you out there who are either currently playing the wait and see game or have before and are experiencing the negative effects of it. Because if you're stuck in your career right now as a technical manager, and you know what? I'm going to guess that close to 100% of you are, because that's why you're listening. I guarantee that one of the reasons why you're stuck is you've played wait and see way too often. I'll wait and see. You know, I have a good job. I'm thankful to have it. I'm going to wait and see. Next year, maybe I'll get that raise. Or, you know what? I'm going to wait and see. I know that I've gone through 5 managers in not as many months. 5 new managers. Or, you know, 5 new bosses in not as many months. But I'm going to wait and see. You know, maybe this new guy, who's my new boss, maybe he'll actually know how to lead and he'll actually be able to advocate for me so that I can get that promotion. Or we hear this a lot too. Yeah, you know, the job that I'm in kind of sucks. And honestly, if I'm being 100% honest with myself, I actually kind of hate it. But I have equity that vests in 3 months, in 6 months, right? I have RSUs that unlock. I have a bonus that I'm due in the next 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. So I'm going to wait and see, because I don't want to leave that money on the table. You know, we're talking about a lot of money here, $10,000, $20,000. And for some of you, it's probably way more than that too, $40,000, $50,000. For some of you, it may be well into the six figures. I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to play it out, see what happens. And so in order to illustrate what this is costing you in terms of your career, in terms of your well-being, in terms of, yes, actual money, which is worth something. Money is worth something, right? It's because, like, we talk about, you know, throwing money down the shredder. Like, if you're stuck in your career, you're absolutely throwing money in the shredder, down the toilet in the shredder, because that money has value. And in order to illustrate why the wait and see game and how the wait and see game can be so devastating, I'm going to talk about one of our clients. We're going to call him Bob. Actually, none of our clients are actually called Bob, so this is safe, not sacrificing any client confidentiality here. And I'm going to tell a bit of his story so that you can really get a sense of what waiting and seeing is doing to your career, how it's having a negative effect on your career. And as I'm telling Bob's story, I want you to consider the times that you have said, let's wait and see. Let's wait it out. Because we've all done it. And it's noticing that you're doing it, that's what allows you to get out of that loop. So Bob came to us with quite a rich career history, like all of our clients, with quite a bit of context, quite a bit of experience, quite a bit of a interesting story when he started working with us. So the backstory was, before he started working with us, he was he grew up as a software engineer, became a software engineering manager, landed a great job as a software engineering manager, and worked at the same company for a number of years. And in a manager position for a number of years as well, in a software engineering manager position. And he was doing his best to get a promotion to director, because he knew he deserved it. And actually, he was already doing the work of being a director. He was already managing managers. But he didn't have the title to go with it, the pay to go with it, and even most importantly, the resources, like the backing to go with it. So he tried for years to get a raise, to get that promotion. And when I say tried and tried, you know, kind of going a layer deeper here, Bob's being 100% honest with himself. The true story is that he was mostly playing the wait and see game. He was having conversations with his boss about, hey, I really do deserve this promotion. But mostly, though, he was just waiting and seeing. Well, I'll wait and see. Oh, there's actually lots of changes happening in the company. There's a shift in leadership. So I'm going to wait and see what happens after this shift in leadership. Then I'll get that promotion. My bosses are changing every 6 months anyway, so I might as well wait and see, because I don't want to go and, like, get my current boss to advocate for me when I know that I'm going to have a new boss 3-6 months from now. So I'm just going to wait and see. So we played this game for a very long time, for years. And then what actually happened right before he started working with us was he actually did get the raise and the promotion. And I'm putting it in quotes for those of you who are listening on the podcast and can't see me doing the air quote bunny ears thing. He got a promotion. It was really a name only, though. Stick a pin in that. I'll get to that. So he actually did get a sizable raise. He got a 30 to 35% raise. He was already underpaid drastically. So at least that right-sized his salary a bit. He was still behind, though, but it was a good chunk of money. It felt good to him to finally get that recognition after years and years and years. So even at this point in the story, though, I want you to see what Bob was leaving on the table, why his career was slowly dying over those years. Number one, it was because of the money that was getting flushed down the toilet. So he got that 30% raise. And what that 30% raise amounted to was approximately $30,000 more a year. So at the end of the day, we're talking about thousands of dollars a month that was just gone, that he should have been getting that salary for years. So multiply that $30,000 times 1 year, times 2 years, times at least 3 years. We're getting into the six figures now. At $90,000+, like, gone. Might as well flush it down the toilet. It's really not about the money. It's about the impact and the freedom and the experiences and the nest egg and all of the things that he could have built with that $90,000. Think about that. If you were to come into $90,000 right now, imagine what that would do for your finances, for your ability to pay down debt, for your ability to save for your kids' college, for your ability to really build an awesome nest egg for retirement, for your ability to have some really cool experiences for your family, for your children, for your children's children. Imagine that. And as awesome as that feels, again, it's not about the money, it's the experiences, it's what the money does. That's what Bob was throwing away by playing wait and save. And that's what a lot of you are doing as well. And it's not just about the money, because also he was stressed out year after year after year. The stress and the toll that it was taking, the emotional toll, because most of the time he was stressed out. He was feeling frustrated and under-recognized and feeling terrible and wondering, wow, I wonder if I really do deserve it because they're not recognizing me. Am I good enough? And the guilt and the shame that goes along with that on a daily basis, year after year after year. And then the toll that that takes on your physical body too, on your physiology, the toll that it takes, the cortical real estate that it takes up by constantly worrying, constantly wondering, when am I going to get that raise? But then also to be in a job where you are making an impact, and he was, but you're not, you don't have the real resources for it. So there's that daily, the daily stressors too, and the daily problem solving, right? To cope with it, we call it problem solving. But at the end of the day, it's taking up so much headspace to have to navigate in a position where you're basically a director, you're basically a lead of leads, but you don't have the resources to be able to do that and the backing and the support to be able to do that. So you're constantly playing defense. I did a video about that not so long ago, how constantly playing defense is destroying your tech career. That's another way, that's another reason why Bob was like, this is enough. I have to get this raise. So, and the story's not over yet. The story's not over yet because we haven't gotten to the point where Bob started working with us yet, right? So he did get that raise. He did get that 30 to 35% raise, and he got the promotion, but really in name only. Because you may wonder, why did he start working with you? He got the raise. He got what he wanted, right? Right? He did get the money. He actually got a bonus associated with it as well. Celebrated that. But then fast forward about a month or so, he's like, something ain't right here. Nothing's changed. Except the fact that I now have the title of director. And I'm finally earning at least close to director pay. Close to it. Not exactly it, but close to it. But nothing else is the same. I still don't have the support and the backing of my boss, my boss's boss. I'm still hearing whisperings and seeing the writing on the wall that there's going to be major changes moving forward, and I don't agree with them. it's not in line with who I want to be as a leader. It's not in line with the kind of value I want to make. So every single day is a constant struggle, a constant, you know, let's try to punch through this wall, when really we should be soaring. So that was the moment that he reached out to us and said, I need help. It was like, yeah, I just got a raise, but. And so because Bob kept playing the wait and see game, he actually got what he wanted, but it didn't fix it. Because underneath all of that, he was still playing wait and see. He was still playing wait and see. So even if you get what you want and you're still playing the wait and see game, you lose. Even if you get that raise, even if you land that promotion, even if you get that, land that hell yes job if you're on the job market, if the core strategy is wait and see, you lose, because you are not in the driver's seat in your career. They are. You're letting someone else drive your career. Your boss, your boss's boss, other decision makers, hiring managers, et cetera, et cetera. You're letting other people drive your car. And well, sometimes it's nice, like we're on a road trip right now, sometimes it's nice to let somebody else drive, but we choose to do that. We choose to say, I'm going to take a breather here. I want you to call the shots on this one, and I'm going to take a nap. But when it comes to your career, do you really want somebody else in the driver's seat? Do you want external forces to determine whether or not you get that raise, get that promotion? Finally, have a job that is in line with your values as a leader. Finally, have a job that is in line with your mission in terms of the impact that you want to make as a leader. Do you want other people deciding that? Do you want external forces? No, you don't. I'll answer that for you. I know you don't. So if you keep playing wait and see, even if you win, you lose. Even if you get what you want, you lose. Because the core strategy is a losing strategy. So the shift here that I invite you to make is to sit in the driver's seat. Sit in the driver's seat. And what that means is, at least temporarily, being a bit uncomfortable. Because the reason you're playing the wait and see game, and this was the case with Bob, and it was the case with so many of our other clients who were playing the wait and see game before they were working with us as well, is because it's comfortable. Sit back. And just wait and see. It's comfortable. You really don't have to do anything. You can just keep doing what you've been doing. And if that's what you want, if you want to keep getting the same results, that's a winning strategy. Right? Like, if you're in your dream career right now, and you're earning the salary that you know that you deserve, and you're working the hours that you want to be working, and you're able to stand in your power as a leader 95% of the time, 5% you have a wobble, but 95% of the time you're able to stand in your power as a leader, and you're just killing it, and you know it, and you have the data and the impact to show it in terms of your work-life balance, your family, and all of that, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm not gonna argue with you. Right? You can play the wait-and-see game then, because overall, it's working, and what you have been doing, it's working. And that's actually where a lot of our clients are after they've worked with us for a bit. That's actually where our high-end clients are, right? So if any of our high-end clients who are listening right now, and you're killing it, I give you permission to play wait and see. Because you have the core strategies, you have the core support, you've done the work, you've done the deeds, you've built the structures and the strategies in order to do this. And so, yeah, that's when you can sit back and say, let's see what happens. But when you have no core foundation, when you have no core strategies, when you have no core systems, when you do not have world-class support to help you take bold, decisive actions, if you play wait and see, it's rolling the dice. You might as well just go to the casino and roll the dice of the craps table and do that with your career money and do that with your career. Let's see, what kind of boss am I gonna get this time? Psh. Let's see, are they actually gonna give me this promotion? Psh. That's what you're doing. And it's uncomfortable to step out of that and say, I'm gonna take control. Because that, what that means is you need to take bold, decisive action. Intelligent action, yes. Not crazy action, that's not based on data, that's not based on results, that's not based on proven systems that actually work. But it's still bold, because it's different. It's not what you've been doing. And absent a really compelling reason, we will just keep doing what we've been doing, and we will just keep playing the wait and see game. So the compelling reason is take a look what playing the wait and see game is doing for your work life, for your career as a whole, for your finances, for your physical health, for your mental health, for your relationships, for your ability to live a life of freedom. I guarantee you that your career is having an effect on the other parts of your life, because it can't not. To remove the double negative, your career is definitely having an effect on the other areas of your life, because it is a core piece of who you are. Because you're listening right now. That's why I know this. How do I know this? Because you're listening. You wouldn't have been with me for 20 minutes if you didn't care about your career and wanted to use it as a rocket ship, as a catapult to even greater things in your life. So if you're ready to stop playing the wait and see game and to start being in the driver's seat of your career so that you can take that bold, decisive, intelligent, inspired action that is going to be necessary to get you out of whatever rut has you've been in your career, and finally change the paradigm here, to create a paradigm shift, and you're the paradigm shifter. You're the one who gets to shift the gear here. If you're ready for that, I want you to book a call with my team immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. Go to that link. It's going to bring you to a page. It's going to ask you your time zone. Enter your time zone. Then all you need to do is pick a time that works for you. Enter your name, your email, your phone number. It'll be in my team's calendar. It'll be in your calendar. And then all you have to do from there is show up at that time. It'll be an audio-only Zoom call, so you can prepare for that and show up ready to have an open and honest, get to the truth conversation about what's really not working in your career and where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, then we're going to talk about what that's going to look like. If for whatever reason it's not going to be a fit, we're still going to make sure that you have a strategy. You have a step-by-step plan to move forward. We're here to help you. So your next step, if you're ready to stop sacrificing all that you're sacrificing because you notice that you're playing wait and see and you don't want to play wait and see anymore, because you're recognizing how much money you're losing by that. You're recognizing how much impact you're sacrificing by playing wait and see. You're noticing how your relationships are suffering because of it. And you're noticing how much freedom you're giving up, because you're spending so much cortical real estate, so much mind space, so much physical energy, so much mental energy on trying to fix your career. You have nothing left for anything in your life. Even if you had the freedom, even if I snapped my fingers and gave you 10 more hours a week, you'd probably just sleep. If you want to put a stop to that, book a call with my team immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. This is your next step. This is your next step. Don't overcomplicate it. Book that call today. ThePeopleStack.com/book. We're here for you. We want you to thrive. We want you to be in control of your career. And that's what this is all about. So, mwah! Big hugs to everyone. Talk to you very, very soon.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.